Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Anthony Heron, Score football analyst.
I was in the green room at the Big Ten Network last night, and then when the moment happened that Caleb Williams went deep, threw the bomb to DJ Moore, at that point I was all yelled out. I was just exhausted by then with all the different screens and the stimulus and the notes and just seeing that. I was actually quiet at that point. The touchdown at the end of regulation, I let out the big yell. The touchdown that closed the show, I let an exhale, because I didn't know what else to do.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Anthony Heron receives credit for it. Tenacious job by Anthony Heron, number 99.
Mr. Heron, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Heron on 670 The Score.
We ain't never scared. Except for me, for 3 quarters of the game on Saturday night.
I was very scared on Saturday night.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Normally, he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Except this time, he's in studio. Anthony Heron, we always enjoy having our football conversations on a Monday with him. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Anthony Heron, the host here on 670 The Score. In fact, you got all the Saturday morning calls. So you got all the hungover calls yesterday. Works for Fox 32, does a great job with the crew. Lou Kanellis, Tina Wynn, Cassie Carlson, and he's on Big Ten Network. The man's everywhere, but he's here in studio with us recapping that Bears game on Saturday night.
It was a fun one, there's no doubt. And the story that I was talking about during the somewhat delayed post show that I did yesterday on Sunday morning, it felt different because, well, for one, normally I'm coming on right after the game, so there was an opportunity there to kind of exhale and think about things. But the moment I was describing just in viewing it, because throughout the season, I've become, and I wonder where you two are at with this as well, because I grew up a Bears fan, but then never played for the Bears. And so for me, between covering different NFL teams, covering all these different college teams, and just kind of, you know, the knowing how the sausage is made kind of thing, that there is a distance that I've found myself in as an analyst over the years. But then I do still get wrapped up in stories as they develop, in teams as they come of age. And so now here, over probably the past month, I'm as enraptured in what we're watching the Bears do emotionally as I've been in years, because we get to those moments late in the game. And normally I've got a level of press box type stoicism, even just watching the game at home with my family. My son's always like, Daddy, which team are we rooting for? It's like, well, I'm rooting for a good game, rooting for this particular matchup for players, and kind of go straight analytical with it. And now watching these games in the fourth quarter, I'm wrapped up. I'm soaked up in everything that's happening. And yeah, I'm more vocal watching Bears football now than I've been in years.
It's like the Rasheed Wallace, both teams played hard.
Yeah.
Or you do the, I don't know about you guys, but the old press box inhale, exhale, where you're like, and it's not even that loud. You just, it's mostly with a closed mouth. You're like,
no cheering in the press box. No cheering in the press box.
And instead, it's just a deep inhale and exhale, and then you just move about your day.
Well, let me tell you, I was not in the press box, but I was at Soldier Field on Sunday, and I was in the south end zone.
You were?
Watching the game.
Or on Saturday,
Saturday. Sorry, I got talked into going to the game.
All right.
Henry Melton got him a ticket.
Oh, you got Henry. Okay.
And so
we're just defensive lining all over the place.
Listen, but the whole thing was, you know what? This is a big game. It's the biggest game of the year. Let me go see and just experience it.
See what this is all about.
Because I've been to cover games before, but I've never been as a fan.
In the stands.
And the sense of community of the Bears fans around you will drive you to what you are talking about, because obviously, I live in the city. I reside in the city.
Yeah.
I want the people of Chicago to be happy.
Uh-huh.
And nothing would make them happier, obviously, than to beat the Packers. And early in that game, I was like, the fourth and one with the high snap, was coming towards us. And we're sitting three rows into the 200.
So you distracted Drew Dahlman. That's probably what happened.
I don't know what happened, but I still don't know what can you tell me what you thought that play was designed to do?
It was designed to be snapped to Kyle Manungai. My impression is the hope was that they would be able to catch the defense in a moment where they weren't prepared for the snap of the football. You motion Cole Kmet in. He's behind center. Then you get some machinations from him because they're thinking maybe we're going to get a tush push or Cole Kmet sneak, which the previous regime did show at times the Packers have had to face before. But instead of, you know, what they're thinking Cole Kmet is doing, then you quick snap it to Manungai and you get him downhill. But Drew Dahlman snaps the ball over his head, and the play goes awry. It's one of those that I'm sure.
And the
sure
offense dies for the first half.
Did you think it was a la what the Lions do, where it's direct snap to like Montgomery, and they then throw it? He throws it out to
just adding
Goff.
The extra wrinkle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I thought about that.
I think that could have been a nice option.
Because I was like, is he going to throw it? What's going to?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the Manungai the Montgomery Goff play.
Yeah, I could see that. I think that's definitely a good thought for what an option off of it could have been.
It was fourth and one. Just power.
I mean, you're not wrong. And I think that reaction is 100% valid for me. And, you know, like I've talked to you guys about so many of these Bears offensive play callers where I have had consistent frustrations with them. Ben Johnson has earned for me my benefit of the doubt in these. Yeah, where I don't think it was a great play call. I do wish they would have just gone inside zone with Manungai or put Smythe in at fullback and just go ISO lead. Those are things that certainly could have had some legs to them. But then, yet and still, Ben Johnson has shown a willingness to do that. I've been more frustrated with the Matt Nagy's of the world who consistently get too cute for the moment and don't just trust their offensive line to roll off the ball. This isn't a frequent thing from Ben Johnson. This is the off-speed pitch. This is the changeup. His fastball is letting the O-line push folks around, which I love. And then, yes, there's some window dressing that goes into their ability to push folks around. But he never gets too far away from allowing this team to play bully ball. So I didn't like the play call. I hated the result of it even more. But Ben Johnson has earned my trust. Where I don't view this as a big problem that the Bears have suffered from.
Well, and don't you think, I think that his off speed, like if that's his, he's a guy who, if we're going to take this metaphor, that's his slider. I think his sweeper was the play that won the game.
Okay.
I think his sweeper was the, you know, make it look like a slider, but it's the AKA, we look like we're running on first and 10, heavy personnel. He is the guy who I trust to where third and three is something I don't know if what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Nagy, I think that he should have been running the ball and he didn't in those situations. Ben Johnson, I trust that if I don't know because it's part of the scheme of his offense, to make it look like it was going to be heavy run on first and 10 and then take the top off the defense. And I just feel good saying that. We haven't gotten to say that about this team and that quarterback and Caleb Williams. We haven't gotten to talk about that a lot. That was the one that
at least
I think
they didn't hand it to Doug Kramer. You know, it could have been much worse.
But my point is, like, that was the off speed.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
That was the I'm gonna hit you with the real remix of the remix. You know, and that's what I feel like that was.
Yeah, and for that early game moment where they had moved the ball so well and got it there to fourth and one, not even fourth and goal, so you got a chance for a fresh set of downs. I do think the temperature that the Bears brought to the field early in the game. You guys remember after that, the game against the Packers a couple of weeks ago, I didn't feel like the Bears showed up with the brass knuckles early on. I didn't feel like they showed up ready for prime time, and Green Bay did, and so Green Bay dominated the first half of that game. Then the Bears came out and controlled much more of the action in the second half and fought their way back into it. It almost felt like an overcorrection on Saturday night.
DeMarco Jackson flying onto the pile on the kickoff. Right. I was like, here we go.
I'm going to show you what we're about tonight.
I'm telling you. And
we're about top row elbow drops tonight. That's what we're doing tonight.
So Noah Sewell, when I got to talk to him on Tuesday, that's exactly it. Like, we were talking about wrestling finishing moves. Like, I brought up the Jarrett verse Jimmy Fly, your Jimmy Superfly Snuka finishing move he did last year in the playoffs.
The playoffs.
Austin Booker gets the penalty. We'll talk to you about that. Meanwhile, Jarrett versus doing the whole flying X. But they, I mean, you could tell, you know, as a former player, their emotion level was on 200 out of 10.
Yeah, no doubt. They were at least on 11, if not more. And to be able to find that sweet spot between the two, that's where I think they need to get to. They were there in the second half of the game against Green Bay a couple of weeks ago. I think they eventually got there in
the fourth quarter.
Right, yeah, you know, better late than never, I suppose.
I guess.
For about a game and a half, it felt like a really mature Bears team, emotionally, mentally, in execution, in temperament. Second half of that Green Bay game, I'd say for the most part, the entire game against Cleveland, there was a precision and a focus to the way that they were attacking. They were applying the pressure, not necessarily feeling it. I thought in the game the other night against Green Bay, it went back to showing a degree of immaturity. A lot of the penalties that were there, and there is a balance, penalties of aggression in certain points where, you know, like you mentioned, we talk about Austin Booker, where you hit the quarterback hard. The desire to drive him into the ground. Like, we didn't really get to Jordan Love last time. I want Jordan Love to feel us in this game.
Oh, he felt it.
He did. And that couple of those are penalties of aggression. But overall, it was a game where we did see a less sharp and I think slightly less focused or mature version of the Bears.
Okay, but see, that's what we were talking about. And Henry Melton was also on this. I felt like if Jordan Love's head were higher, it would look like Booker had hit him in the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall, I don't know where you sit
on
it.
So Jordan Love, when he does this, you know, he's getting hit and he just ducks down.
And Twitch can tell him that's Marshall's voice changed because he ducked his chin into his pecs.
Yeah, they know on Twitch.
Right there.
But when you do that, now obviously Austin Booker's going to make helmet-to-helmet contact. He can't help that.
So you're the only one I've heard so far say there was a little extra on it that would have been noticeable to draw that penalty.
Right. I mean, certainly on the first one where he drives him into the ground. On the second one, the way the officials phrase it, the way when they have their referees meetings, and they get evaluated on a weekly basis for all these calls, especially the major ones. The term they use amongst the referees is the onus is on the defender to avoid the helmet-to-helmet contact. And so even though in that scenario Jordan Love becomes the person who ducks and in some ways induces the helmet-to-helmet contact, when they're making that call, Jordan Love, is he still defenseless because he's starting to move in the pocket? He's not really in a passing posture at that point, but he definitively, there's helmet-to-helmet, there's violent helmet-to-helmet contact that happens there. And who knows, maybe if he's not sprawled out on the field, if he pops up, does Austin Booker maybe get away with it? I would say probably not. And they just say the defender is the one, especially in that moment where the defender has a couple of steps leading directly into contact. It's not like Austin Booker gets banged into Jordan Love from somewhere else. The strike zone, it's almost impossible to lower it at that last moment. But in the end, by rule, it was definitely the correct call because they put the onus on the defender to lower that strike zone. Do you want to hit the quarterback in the knee? They're going to flag you for that too. So it continues to decrease where you can hit him. But that's the rule they've gone with for quite some time because they don't want the moment that happens there where some starting quarterback or some other player who's viewed as defenseless is sprawled out onto the field. And we do see that less and less throughout the sport where there's not just bodies laying on the field unconscious anymore.
Well, that's a good thing. This segment with Anthony Herron is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. You know what's going to be great?
What's that?
When the Bears clinch the NFC North and are guaranteed as many as 2 to 3 playoff games at Soldier Field.
You'll consume all the chicken then.
Yes. You know what? We've had so much
chicken. Yeah, you're in the studio forever now.
Yeah, right. And, right.
Like, you're camp out.
Understand
pack
this.
A suitcase.
It's been 11 wins. The previous 3 seasons, they had 15 wins combined. Like, when you really start to think about that, and I want your honest evaluation of Caleb Williams, not just from the Iceman cometh, clutch guy. But like from start to finish, what did you think of Caleb Williams' game in comparison to some recent outings for him?
I thought that it's still a really good Green Bay defense. Still a defense from Jeff Hafley that can throw different looks at you as a quarterback. And between Caleb and Ben Johnson, for the most part, Jeff Hafley's had their number quite a bit over the 2 games that they faced Green Bay. Certainly the critical moments end up mattering a lot. And so Caleb and Ben deserve a lot of credit for kind of figuring it out in the second half of each of these games. But Caleb's performance, how quickly is he able to get the ball out of his hands rhythmically? He did seem hesitant just from a mental perspective. I felt like emotionally he was fairly even during the game and post-game. I didn't think Caleb looked like a guy who was necessarily rattled, but he did look hesitant just with when, where, how to deliver the football and kind of seeing the all-22 of it, whether or not he knew where to go with it. My concern going into the game, I do feel like played out, because with no Roma Dunze and no Luther Burden, those are 2 of the 3 guys that Caleb has been most obviously, most consistently comfortable feeding the football to with some anticipation and certainly in some tight windows. Not having either one of them in the game, yes, you've got Colston Loveland and you've got DJ Moore, you've got Cole Kmet. There are other playmakers, but from Caleb's perspective, that's what my eyes have told me. Colston Loveland with the catch radius, there's a trust that's certainly built and grown there that shows up a lot. But as far as wide receivers, I don't think, you know, DJ Moore is an excellent playmaker, but what we've seen throughout the year is Rome and Luther are the 2 guys who Caleb's most comfortable with getting the ball to.
He used to be comfortable with Alamide Zaccheaus, and then Zaccheaus now can't catch balls.
Yeah, that was a bad drop. Like, unfortunately, he does not have that margin for error like he used to.
But and preseason windows and practice windows versus regular season. Like, Alamide Zaccheaus has certainly had some nice moments here, but, you know, in the regular season, he hasn't been as big of a part of things, and he's diminutive in stature. I think that's probably a factor. When you look at the targets Caleb is most seemingly, you know, through my eye, most comfortable with, Roma Dunze, long body. Luther Burden, long catch radius. Luther Burden plays bigger and longer than he actually is because he seems to have really long limbs, and he'll reach out and pluck the football. DJ Moore, and he had some fantastic grabs over the last couple of weeks here. More consistently, he's more of a body catcher, like we've talked about, and it doesn't seem like that has been there until it's been really nice to watch the way that has developed over the last few games here.
Well, and he plays within his body so well. That's why Keyshawn Nixon is draped over him.
Yeah.
And DJ's still able to make the catch and hold on. You know, he carries a lot of muscle on his frame, I think, and sometimes that gets lost in a discussion like this.
Right. He's built like a running back in a lot of ways. After the catch, can run like a running back. And you know, at times, I might say he runs routes like a running back. But that's a part of why they've been able to do some cool things with him in the offense. But as other receivers, like especially Rome, have been banged up, then DJ has had to be more the true number one wide receiver option. Once they get back to full strength, then the versatility of DJ's skill set, I think, goes back to showing up more consistently, and especially because Luther Burden has emerged. Hopefully Roma Dunze's foot feels good enough for him to have an expanded role in the route tree again. But that's one of the benefits of having so many playmakers available. And, you know, haven't even talked about, you know, Jahdae Walker and what he is now to this passing attack. Once everybody's healthy, I don't expect he's going to have much of a role. But for right now, and the story associated with him, it's really cool.
It is. And I want to hold that thought, because I feel like after our upcoming break here that there's something I want to ask you about the Jahdae play in particular that Caleb said that I feel like really connects all of this thought process. That is the voice of Big Anthony Herron. Big Ant. You know him because he hosted our Sunday. I like to call it the hangover show after the Bears beat the Packers Saturday night.
Saturday night.
He'll tell us about that experience, plus what he was keying in on the game on. And we're going to go get us some Rinaldi's Victory Chicken, which is why Ant is here. You can visit Rinaldi's two great locations, Lincoln Park and West Loop. This is prime United Center season, by the way, as you guys know. Free shuttles are available from Rinaldi's to the UC for Bulls and Hawks games, as well as concerts. They're great for private parties or catering. I've taken the shuttle. It is a fun time. Try the Nico Horner pizza. Nico created this himself. Pizza is jalapeno-infused pepperoni, pineapple, light cheese, hot honey, and a little well done. And a portion of the proceeds from that Nico Horner pizza go to the BIG Baseball Academy. It's for a good cause. More with Anthony Heron next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Whoever's on that field in that time, I trust them that they're going to do their job and go make plays when the ball is in the air. You know, Jade and I, when Jade first got here, Jade's my guy. When he first got here, I allowed him to stay in my house for a little bit until he found a spot. We've gone in the indoor and worked out. Just being able to build that connection with him, you know, for moments like this.
That's Caleb Williams talking about Jade Walker and the relationship that they had that helped lead to that great touchdown. Our segment with Anthony Heron is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911 as we continue to have Anthony Heron in studio for this segment. And yeah, that's our Around the NFL music too, man.
It's good stuff. I like
that. But before we get to that, I do think that when you're talking about trust, that soundbite came to mind for me. When you heard that, what did you think?
That it's awesome that, you know, Caleb's still a young player, so as other young players come to the team, then there's going to be kind of a kinship that's already there. They're closer in age, they're closer in experience, but with Walker being an undrafted free agent, then you never know for sure how that might develop. But for Caleb to let him stay in his house for a little while, too. I just think that's a really cool sort of thing for the number one overall pick from last year, the starting QB. Some undrafted guy comes in, and apparently they hit it off, and Caleb, he stays with Caleb for a little while. I love that. And whether that's a reason that Caleb trusts him in that moment, who knows for sure, but it certainly doesn't hurt. It feels like a factor when someone's in there that you do have a kinship with and that you've put work in with, and you've seen them work and strive at success since back in the preseason and all throughout the year. And Jahdae was really impressive in the preseason, but it's a deep wide receiver room. But they decided he's going to be on our 53 just in case. And in case came up, and he responded.
It felt like the game came full circle, because if you remember, his first pass of the game was to Jahdae Walker. He's like, setting him up like, hey, you're involved. You're here. We're going to do things with you. And then he's like, yeah, cover zero. I know that guy's going to be towards the back of the end zone. Let me just put it there in the wind, by the way. Like, the wind was winding.
Right.
On Saturday
it looked
night.
Like the ball was going to keep carrying into the stands when it first left his hands. Like, man, there's a trajectory on that I'm not sure. And think about the previous play, the third down, where he was looking for Colston Loveland. He was hoping Loveland would win that route, and he didn't like what he saw. In my head, I'm kind of like, ooh, this, you're letting it get down to fourth down here. You didn't even want to take a shot and see if you could really fire it and fit it in there to Loveland, because he's shown he can make that contested grab. So that made me tense up even more. That it's fourth down. Does Caleb know fourth down is coming up next?
But do you remember what he said immediately after the Green Bay game about the fourth down? He said, yeah, I'll do it next time. And he literally did it next time.
Right.
Fourth
right,
down, game on the line to tie the game. Uh-huh. Same situation. I mean, he got it done.
Zero blitz. They brought the house. They brought more. They overloaded the left side of the Bears offensive protection. I think it was Quay Walker screaming off the edge, and Caleb runs away from him just enough to float that teardrop. And we've seen throughout his entire run with the Bears so far that, yes, he can be accurate with the missile. He can be accurate with the low trajectory stripe with all the revolutions on it. But we've seen more and more here, that Philadelphia game and in preceding games since then, that now he has shown more and more confidence with the teardrop, with the touch, with the spot throw. It's come up big for the Bears frequently now.
So thanks to the NFL, a.k.a. the Steelers beating the Lions in a game that felt like it took 9 hours to watch, by the way. The Bears are in the playoffs.
Thanks to Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. The Bears are in the playoffs. Which is such a strange thing to say.
Yeah.
But that game ended with a wild play that looked like it could have been a touchdown, except time expired and we were all worse for having watched that. What did you think of just the way that game unfolded? And it was equally a roller coaster, but on the wrong side of it for Lions fans.
Whether you're talking 2-point conversion or the flag that should have been thrown that wasn't thrown, like, how do you even allow that ball that's being flipped by Amon-Ra St. Brown? Why would you even allow that to potentially be advanced into the end zone by Jared Goff? It just seems so obvious that his forward progress had been stopped. You've got defenders driving him back from, like, he was almost in the end zone. They drove him back to, like, beyond the 5-yard line before he even pitches the football, and somehow that play is going to be allowed to continue. If anything, forward progress was long since stopped. And so I think that's one that the officials, the right team won, but there was multiple things very questionable about the officiating.
Did you think that was offensive pass interference, looking at the replay? It looked like, to me, like a questionable call.
Yeah, I think questionable is probably the right way to describe it. So much of it is kind of subjective, gray area, up to the officials' interpretation of it. And there's some folks like Bill Belichick used to try to make this case, that they feel like everything should be plausible for a review. Everything should be up for a potential red flag if you want to go back and look at it. But yeah, I think when you get into some of the things that are subjective, then it's hard to expect the official to review some of these moments, even where it used to be pass interference was up for review. And I just think that makes a subjective situation drawn out in a way that's still going to be a very subjective situation.
I love that the Detroit Lions ran 12 times for 15 yards. I was astounded by those stats. And I was like, oh, they really aren't running the ball. And every time they tried, they went nowhere. And I was like, if that happens in a couple of weeks, Bears are going to be just fine.
Yeah, but it's not the Bears defense that we're facing.
The Bears' run defense is not as good.
It's a problem.
As the Steelers'
it's
run
a problem.
Defense.
It's their biggest yeah. problem. Their front four is their biggest problem right now.
Right. I mean, D-line in general, the pass rush, I would say, concerns me. Well, I mean, you know, DA can draw up some blitz pressure and everything. So, yeah, I think that's fair. The Bears' run defense is even more concerning than the pass rush.
On the level of both of them being concerning, what's your scale?
Ooh. Because, I mean, maybe it's just being an old defensive lineman, having standards there. It'd be nice to see them getting after the quarterback more than
not
they
the
are.
Way you said standards.
But, you know, it's just. Yeah. You know,
expecting the guys I paid play well.
You know, I mean, like I've talked to you about Montez Sweat and his game, and it's great to see him. He makes plays, and especially he that critical sack was there, and to be able to do that, but he did it just smack, ran over the right tackle, just took that snap. Over.
Can I get more of that?
That'd be nice because that was a hellacious rush of the pocket. Everything on that side of the pass protection just collapses under the weight, under the might of Montez Sweat. He makes sacks, and he's a really good football player. To bring that level of ferocity, that level of pad level and force to have that impact on the pocket, yeah, it'd be nice to see that on a more frequent basis. And then a la Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, maybe you do impact the production of those around you as Montez Sweat if the pocket is collapsed like that a little more frequently. And that's, if the Bears had other guys who were really getting home consistently, it wouldn't matter as much. It shows more that Montez Sweat, that if there is that other gear, that's the Bears' best chance to, as a unit, really grow another phase by the playoffs.
Come with me, Ant.
I'm with you. Where are we going?
Tell Layla, the Bears, they're going to win the NFC North. Help her out.
Oh, is there still concern about it?
Yeah,
okay.
Because that's not exactly a statement I've made confidently ever.
Just kind of guarding and protecting your heart right now, just in case.
Sensibilities, just knowledge.
The magic number is one. Remember, they don't have to win a game. They just need the Packers to lose a game or they win a game. We're good.
The Packers are so banged up.
They're so banged up
right now. It's rough. But
the Lions had 16. The Lions had 16 players on injured reserve last year and still won the North.
That's true.
These Packers are not those Lions, and we'll see what happens with Jordan Love.
Now this finishing kick with them going on the road to San Francisco. So, I mean, whether you count on the Bears or you count on someone else, you count on the Packers to lose one. Having put themselves in position for either one of these scenarios to earn the division title for them, they couldn't ask to be in a much better position than they're in right now. So, would I bet on them to win it at this point? Yes. But I understand where Layla's coming from right now because we just haven't been in this spot to really operate from a position of confidence. And frankly, several of the wins, they've been outplayed by the opponent, you know, namely just what we saw the other night against Green Bay. So I understand where you're coming from.
Well, yeah, I mean, when we're still talking about like one-on-one battles, for example, which is really all a game ever is when you think about it. But when we're still talking about that in a way where you're questioning, say, defensive lines one-on-one battles at times where you need there to be more definitive one-on-one battles, one, you know, whether it's the part of tight ends or maybe receivers. Definitely one in the end zone that was definitive with DJ Moore, as I mentioned. But yeah, that's why you can't guarantee anything, especially in a league that has this much parity this year.
They've gotten themselves to this spot. And now that they're here, and I don't know what the vibe has been, if you guys have gone to the meatball machine yet during the show.
Oh, that's next.
I can do that because the jubilation, the joy that's there around this team right now, I'm wondering how much of it. Like, it's one thing Sunday morning where there was no sort of reality that was there from folks like, oh, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that. I think we had one caller who, you know, took issue with the Ben Johnson play call on the 1 yard or with, you know, fourth and one, which I get. And I understood. But for the most part, it was just basking in the glow of the Bears taking down the Packers. Now a day removed, I am curious whether or not there is just like everybody's in Shangri-La, we're on Candy Cane Lane. Or is there that tinge of reality of like, well, here's this stuff that they could still get better at, hopefully, if we're really going to make a run.
There's a list of things they could still get better at, right? Health being the top of that list, by the way, because I don't know who is going to be available in next week, the week after that. Playoffs week one.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have Spider-Man replaced with Venom, but now Venom is down too. Who is your nickel?
Are we calling him
Who
Venom?
Who is your slot corner? Yeah, I mean, I'm with it. Yeah,
okay. I
it's Jake Moody. Wait.
Jake Moody.
Oh, no, I'm just making the joke about how he took up a roster spot.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay,
right.
That's fair. But no.
Have we showered Cairo with love, by the way?
Yes, I showered.
Marshall gave us the win report from inside the stadium.
Sitting in the south end zone and understanding that those uprights were blowing either way the entire game, and then when he hit the long one and to see how he had to aim it this way so it could come back that way, I was like, all right, my bad, Cairo. You're doing
your thing. It looked like an animation. It looked like the old Golden Gate Bridge bouncing all over the place during an earthquake vibe. Just see him swaying back and forth like that, and he's putting a fade on it when he needs to, putting a draw on it when he needs to.
My guy, Henry Melton, said, no, you don't understand. Cairo knows Soldier Field. He knows Chicago. He understands all these wins. He'll be fine. This is before the game even started. Mm. And then to watch him go through the whole – even the last extra point, I was like, you know, you got to make this to get to overtime.
And – even with Ben Johnson, I really like the fact that he didn't go for two.
Yes.
I thought he would have gone for two a couple of weeks ago, and it would have made perfect sense. But he's not just this number-crunching metrics analytics guy. He's a real football coach who has a sense for the flow of the game. And I thought kicking that extra point made sense. Let's get to overtime and win it.
That's it, especially at home. Yeah. Play for the tie. Live to see another day in overtime. Mm-hmm. Made all the sense in the world to me. Anthony Heron, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate you both.
And we get to enjoy the chicken.
Yes, I'm going
to
eat this up.
If you feel like hanging out for another segment to finish your chicken, the meatball machine is next. How do you like a side of meatballs with your chicken?
You know what? I'll take it.
All right. The Anthony Heron will react with us to the meatball machine next on Raheemy Harris and Grody.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup... not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
We always have the meatball machine on a Monday. This is no different. It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday here on The Score, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And I can only imagine what Tyler Farengol and Ray Diaz had to swim through on the meatball machine after that Saturday night win.
Yeah, we got a lot of really, really good stuff here. So we're going to start with the people who were chiming in before the game. So a lot of not very nice thing. Well, not nice, but just...
Before the game or before the game ended?
Before the game ended, so during the game. So the first several messages are going to be before the game, but I want to start with, this was after the game, but we had a person message in who gave us a kind of Blue Christmas parody off of the Bears-Packers game. So listen to this one from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
They'll have a blue Christmas in Green Bay. They'll be so blue just thinking of that play. The Bears came out ahead after trailing in the fourth. Now's the time for Bears fans to enjoy taking the North. Shout out to Ray Diaz and Baby T. And happy holidays to the Score folks and you three Bears.
That was well done.
Okay, I like that. I was worried. I didn't know if he was going to land the plane because he's like fourth. I was like, what's rhyming with fourth? And then, North.
Well played. You sing. What? How do you judge?
Oh, I thought that was very well done. Very well done. I mean, a Christmas classic like Blue Christmas. I wonder where that individual's from. Maybe downstate somewhere? I caught a draw.
From Michigan.
Okay, all right. Okay. Caught a draw in there.
That's more good. Meatballs.
So now we're going to get into, this is during the game, so a lot of, unfortunately, negative things. So let's start off with during the game while the Bears were not doing so hot.
You want to go out there and do a trick play instead of bringing in my young guys and punching them in the mouth?
I realize everyone is hyped up, but you cannot have those penalties, and you cannot try a trick ridiculous play on fourth and one near the goal line.
If the Bears do not put D-Jack in the game and run a 4-3 defense and spy Malik Willis, we will lose the game. We saw this last year. LaFleur likes to run the ball, and then he likes to use Malik Willis and his threat with the legs to convert on third downs. That's how we got destroyed last year. We've seen this narrative, but this is a different coaching staff. I hope they're prepped. We as the fans are prepped. We know what the Packers are going to do. We know what our defense cannot stop. This is literally like OMG time, fans. Halftime, the backup quarterback, I think he's more dangerous than their starter. Hold on, because this may suck.
It is stunning how close the Bears are losing this game because of Ben Johnson's decision to be extremely cute on the fourth and one play. It is shocking how much that has swung this game. It took the team right out of it.
Because we've been slightly giving little roses to Dennis Allen all year long. Hey guys, guess what? We don't have the players for Dennis Allen's defense. Montez Sweat is not Cameron Jordan. All right, guys?
Yeah.
It is not the same, okay? Marshawn Lattimore is not Stevenson. We don't have Jalen Johnson yet. This is an unhealthy defense and a very unproductive defense. I know everyone got their hopes up. So did I. I drink the Kool-Aid just like everyone else, all right? But, I mean, realistically, when you take a step back and look at it, this Bears team is not ready. One more year, and we will be there. I want to see more in the second half and the fourth quarter from Caleb Williams. Throw the ball downfield.
Same old, Bears against the Packers. Outplayed, outsmarted, outcoached. When is it going to end?
Well, okay, the throw the ball downfield guy.
The Bears.
Hold on here. That guy said he wanted to throw the ball downfield. Did he call back?
No, he did not.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm sorry.
I would have just said thank you and hung up.
Yeah, please resume. I'm not hating his personnel discussion.
In game one. That is the negative.
Well, even the backup Packers owned the Bears. I guess Poles ought to think about moving them up there.
So this next one here, he was at the game. It says from Fort Worth, so shout out Gunther, who went to the game.
We're here at the game. Oh my God, Jihadi effing Walker. Caleb Williams is Mr. Fourth Quarter.
And now the Bears have beaten the Packers at Soldier Field.
Get him!
Game of the year, Bears.
What?
you kidding me? Let's go! Man, let's go! DJ? Meatball? What?
Is DJ the meatball?
Lady. Grody.
One word! Bears!
By the way, in that message, did you guys notice there was like a glass that broke? Like,
breaking glass, like,
in the background.
I hope it was not in his hand. I hope it was like further away from him.
Well, sometimes celebratory. Maybe he stepped on it. Mazel tov.
Mazel, yes.
How about this, Green Bay? How about this? How about for the entire state of Wisconsin? A fish boil, fish fry, bag a buck. Get all that stuff going, and in the meantime, who's in first place? Bears, baby Bears!
I'm listening here from Ireland. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm weeping too. Aww. We just took it back to the north, and we're never giving it back. Bear down, baby. Bear down.
Wow.
So what time is it right now? Is it midnight in Ireland right now?
Stand by, please.
I think it's 6:52 or 7:52.
Okay.
I believe they are in Greenwich Mean Time, correct?
Yes.
7:53 p.m.
Okay. Look at you. Been to Ireland a bunch, huh?
I'm
no,
a math guy.
Never been. I would like to go there sometime in my life.
Man, what a game. What a game, man. I mean, you know, Green Bay, you got to give it to him, you know. Hey, Green Bay, y'all have something? See, it doesn't matter. Let's go, Bears. Let's go, Bears. I had to hear all week about, oh, the Indiana Bears. Oh, the Gary Bears. Well, guess what? We just beat the out of the Hillbilly Canada Packers. Now, what you gonna say about that? Look.
Hillbilly Canada Packers.
Was that The Rock, by the way? Was
he channeling Dwayne Johnson? He channeled his inner Rock. He channeled his inner Dwayne Johnson.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I'm 39 years old. Lived with this team. I've died with this team. I've cried over this team. Every year, we always get beat by the Packers. Every year, it's always some stupid penalty or stupid play or whatever. But finally, our good quarterback throws an absolute dime to our wide receiver, and we beat the Packers. This is our year, baby. Oh, yeah, can't wait. Bears, baby.
Wow, I feel like I endured a three-act play there.
Right?
That's kind of what
riding
happened.
Riding that roller coaster with Bears fans. It's been quite a season.
I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm so happy for the city of Chicago. I'm so happy for the long-suffering fan base. And I just hope they get the one win between either of the games. And then you get more of that at Soldier Field, but it's playoffs. Mm. And you win the first game, you get another game at Soldier Field. You win that game, depending on what happens on the other side of the bracket, you might get a third game at Soldier Field.
Enough. Enough of this multi-week future thing. Enough. I want it to come down to the Lions at home.
Really?
Take care of business against them. And Ben Johnson, I mean you.
Don't get cute.
That's the lick back. You gotta get the lick back against Detroit,
the
right?
The trick play to get your get back would be to just run I formation lead draw all over them.
Not lead draw.
Just every single play, the same play over and over and over again.
You want that 13 personnel? You want that 13 personnel, don't
I
you?
I want the same play every single play.
But you want
play.
It in the 13 personnel, don't you? Just like, you know we're running. Watch this.
That's how you get it done.
Feel this.
49ers, I don't know. But if I were petty on 10, if I were real petty, especially after that last game.
You are real petty.
Yeah, that's what I would be doing. The same play. No trick, nothing. We're just going to beat you with the basicest of the basic play.
They ain't beating the Niners. I'm just here to tell you.
I can't even get that. Well, that's
this week.
That's Sunday.
Either way, enjoy this.
Wait till the Niners play their next game. They have a game before that game.
That's where I'm at. But no, if I'm Ben Johnson, I'm like, oh, your trick plays and your whatever else and the oop-de-oop and all that. That's cute. Watch me beat you with the same play over
next
and over.
Next year
again.
Is the end of innocence. Right now, we can soak all of this in and just enjoy it for what it is.
Like, that's I'm fair. Doing four-play basic Tecmo Bowl, running play one every time.
Wow.
Tom Rathman style.
Yeah. Yes.
Give it to Walter.
Twin fours, let's go.
Neil Anderson, you can get a touch here in the second
QB level. Eagles can run it for all I care. Wow. Tonight, by the way, the Colts play the 49ers on Monday Night Football. Coverage begins at 6:30 with kickoff at 7:15 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. We got to talk to Lawrence Spiegel. Wow.
Lawrence Spiegel.
Yeah. Matt Holmes and Lawrence Spiegel. Yeah. You've never heard of them. They don't really exist. They're next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.